Now, the worship of Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in Avon, New York. Reverend Mia Richardson, pastor. Welcome to worship with the Avon United Methodist Church.
Like to welcome you all to this service this morning, and especially the choir from Geneseo United Methodist Church. We are so happy to have all of us together in this wonderful service this morning. So thank you for coming out. Please look at this insert about the Lenten lunches. Lent will be here before we know it, and even I am going to participate in the Lenten lunches. I said, sure, I can do that too. Why not? It'll be fun. I'm having a great time. Let us focus on these words that I have written there as Mark plays the beautiful music. Thank you.
Today's scripture reading comes from the New Testament, the first chapter of the Gospel of Mark, the 21st to the 28th verses. Jesus and his disciples went to the town of Capernaum. Then on the next Sabbath, he went into the Jewish meeting place and started teaching. Everyone was amazed at his teaching. He taught with authority and not like the teachers of the law of Moses. Suddenly, a man with an evil spirit in him entered the meeting place and yelled, "Jesus from Nazareth, what do you want with us? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are. You are God's Holy One." Jesus told the evil spirit, "Be quiet and come out of the man." The spirit shook him. Then it gave a loud shout and left. Everyone was completely surprised, kept saying to each other, "What is this? It must be some new kind of powerful teaching. Even the evil spirits obey him." News about Jesus quickly spread all over Galilee. This ends God's holy reading.
Stay.
I looked at this title this morning that I gave this sermon, and I wrote faithful healing, but I think it should be faith-filled healing, because when I hear stories of faith healing, I often become cynical. Sometimes we may have misunderstood the miracle of healing. Hollywood has not done us any favors by offering all types of movies that astound us and use tricks of cinematography and all other kinds of things that I don't understand to just make all this seem unbelievable. We can see blood and gore and all kinds of parlor tricks that have nothing to do with faith. Yet these are often the memories that linger in our minds when anyone talks about faith healing. Today I want us to take a look again at faithful healing from the point of view of Mark's words. This day in the synagogue with Jesus is different from many 21st century experiences that we might have. Jesus was teaching in a place where teaching was expected, but only from highly educated men who had studied and studied. Jesus, a younger man, was here teaching with authority, it says. It was a different kind of teaching, one that invited folks to open their hearts and minds. Everyone was listening and astounded by what they heard. A man who had an unclean spirit suddenly felt comfortable enough to question this new kind of teaching. Jesus knew that it was an unclean spirit talking, and he rebuked that spirit inside the man. Even though the man convulsed and cried out, he was healed from whatever was inside him. This was amazing to all those around. I'm sure we too would have been amazed and astounded if we had seen this event. So we ask ourselves questions about healing. We live in a time when we rely on the medical community for our healing. A doctor is called whenever there is a physical or emotional problem. Drugs are often prescribed, and we assume that healing will follow. Yet, in the midst of the healing, we need God, because try as we might, it is impossible for us to make even a tiny scratch heal with our head knowledge. Our bodies are wonderful instruments of life, yet we need God to make our lives complete and to make our healing a full reality. Carlo Caretto says, and I quote, "We need loving communication. We need the presence of the Spirit," end quote. In all healing, we need God's loving presence to hold us as we allow God's Holy Spirit to come into our lives in a particular way. That Holy Spirit is the fullness and joy of God. This is what I believe Jesus was saying and trying to convey to all those who were gathered together that day. This is the basis for any kind of healing. In the Daily Discipline book, which is part of my daily devotional time each day, I found these words about healing and unclean spirits. And again, I quote, "We like to think that unclean spirits don't exist in our time, or that our greater sophistication moves us past such juvenile thoughts. But we probably all believe that evil exists in the world, that there exists evil forces at work that are driven by something evil. They manifest themselves through greed and selfishness, and lead to the dehumanization of people. Emotions can consume us from the inside, taking over our lives through our thoughts and feelings. Maybe they are not unclean spirits, but these unclean thoughts and feelings divert our attention away from God," end quote. As a young mother, I was looking for a deeper spiritual life. I attended a group of United Methodists who were experiencing the Holy Spirit in some physical and spiritual ways. Going to these group meetings was a wonderful, uplifting experience until someone told me that because I hadn't received the Holy Spirit the way they had received the Holy Spirit, I wasn't a real Christian. I allowed myself to be prayed over several times. I asked God to come to me just like God had come to this group of people. They were lovely people. And after several weeks, I realized that not everyone has the same experience. Not everyone receives healing in the same exact way. That's why there are so many different people doing different things in the church. It's wonderful, as Romans 12 says, that we all have different gifts. I believe that the Holy Spirit comes as a gift to many people in many different ways. There is no one right way. We are not all cut out of the same cloth, so our religious experiences are also different. Healing is an individual experience. Jesus taught with authority, but he never said that everyone would receive healing in the exact same way. He attended to this particular healing of the man because that was what was needed at that moment. Right in the middle of the story that Mark tells us, an unnamed man suffering from disease came forward. Jesus saw his need for healing and stopped the teaching so that he could help this diseased man regain health. This unnamed man is ill and in need of help. Jesus calls the disease out of this man. He is healed. It is a miracle. Such a miracle comes here in the form of Jesus' teaching and his speaking. The healing word Jesus speaks, like the words he has spoken in the synagogue, cause things to happen. This is what people find so astonishing about Jesus' words. They are powerful and make things happen. That's what all preachers hope to do, is speak a word that will cause something to happen. In the United Methodist Church, the book of worship that we use, there are services of healing. I have participated in such services, both as a pastor and as a worshiper. One year at annual conference, I was struggling with issues concerning some relationships in my life, as well as whether or not I should accept a particular appointment. I needed some healing, and I didn't know how to either ask for it or how to accept it. It was simply a blockage in my relationship with God. I knew that much. The next worship service at this conference was announced as a healing service. And during a very powerful service, we were invited to come forward and ask for healing. So I went forward, knelt before one of my colleagues, and she prayed with me, using the healing touch of oil on my head. I felt a powerful release within my spirit and my body. I returned to my seat and found myself crying. I allowed the tears to fall, even though I really didn't understand them. Then I noticed that someone had sat down in the seat next to me. He put his arm around me and said, "Go ahead and cry. I'm here with you." It was my brother-in-law, Jim Aberley, George's brother. He was the lay member to annual conference from a Buffalo church. I felt blessed by God and blessed by my family in a way that I cannot describe. I went on to be able to take the appointment and to heal some personal relationships with God's help. There is always a need for healing in our lives. So I ask you all this morning to consider the following question. Please ask yourselves, where do I need healing in my life? Does my spirit need healing? Do I need a physical healing? Where in my life is Christ already healing me? How will I share that healing with others? If you would like to speak to me privately about any of these questions, please do so following this service. Or if you would like prayer after the service, just come to the communion rail. Don is always there, ready to pray with you, and I will come and pray with you too. We're going to have a sermon talk back following this service. Let's have some conversation about healing and what it means to you. God comes to us in many different ways. Jesus showed us that it is God's word that produces healing actions. That word liberates the earth from the forces of evil and makes our world habitable for the human being. That word guides the church to create spaces of freedom and places of healing and communion. That word comes from God through Jesus the Christ, who teaches with authority. May it be so. Amen. Let us sing our hymn, "There is a Balm in Gilead." Receive this benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace, both now and forevermore. Amen.
This has been Faith-Filled Healing with Pastor Mary Martin on February 1st, 2015. We rely on the medical community for healing, yet we need God to make our healing a full reality. We all heal through God in different ways, How do you need to be healed? How is God healing us today? The Geneseo United Methodist Church Choir joins us.
You've been listening to the Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in the village of Avon. We hope that you have experienced the love of Jesus Christ during your time with us. We invite you to join us on the air weekly at 7:30 a.m. Sundays. Please visit us on the web at avonnyumc.org or call us at 226-8600. May God richly bless you.